Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Handley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive towards second. Callaway catches it and throws to second to double up Vallow. The throw to first to get McCuskey, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suter scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Caulfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Platt is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Caulfield hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Platt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Platt. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Hall applying the tag. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Smith reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Caulfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Caulfield reaches second base with a double. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Jack Walesa pinch runs for Jake Caulfield. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn pinch hits for Russ Christopher. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walesa moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa now playing shortstop. George Armstrong now catching. Everett Fagan now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lum Harris now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Armstrong and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.